Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about what land buyers really want.
Can you tell me what I want, what they really, really want? Sorry, I just thought about that.
First, let's take a question posted by one of our members. That was a blast from the 80s. Oh, no, like the 90s. That's the Spice Girls.
It was.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our free online community.
By the way, I think one of the Spice Girls was really close to us in LA, and we'll leave it at that.
Really?
Yeah, she's married to a soccer player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Spice Girls, so it's not like I see her in the grocery store, but she's there. Okay, so Chris asked, I have purchased my first properties and the notaries have put the signed deeds in the mail to me. Yay!
Exciting. Awesome, Chris, congratulations.
I should have them in a few days. Can I start marketing the properties right now or do I need to wait until the deeds are recorded at the county office?
Can you answer that?
Absolutely.
Without putting us in prison?
Oh, God. You're so You know me so well. Of course, when the deeds are signed, the ink can still actually be wet, but they are signed. The property is yours, Chris. Mark it away. You are only recording them now. You could get these deeds back and put them in your safe. And not do it, and then record them like later on.
Please don't.
Like right
when
you get to sell. No, I know, but I'm just saying, don't do that, but you could do that.
Legally and philosophically, 100% correct, and ethically correct.
Right. The point is,
it just causes problems.
You're having it recorded, it's signed in your hands, and that's your proof that you own the property. You have it recorded, so it's public knowledge. That's the key. And you want the assessor to know where to send the proper tax bills. You don't want to have the old owner still be getting the tax information when it's really now your responsibility.
Yeah, see, that's why.
So you want to catch all that up. So, but the big picture is, okay, now can I really go out there and put it on my website and start selling it? Do I really own it now? Is it okay for me to do that? And the answer is yes. And heck yeah. And you better do that. That's the goal. You want to do that. You want to have it in a perfect world. It might even be sold before you even have a chance to get it recorded.
Good point.
Because that's the goal here. And that's what Jack and I do sometimes. It's great when that happens. It's nothing better than sending in two deeds to be recorded at the same time. Like, here's the deed for when I bought it. Oh, and then number two, now please record this 1 second because here's the deed of me selling it. How cool.
You know, keep doing exactly what you're doing because you're headed right down the right path. Eventually, you're going to have a group of A-list buyers like Jill and I have. I don't know. There's probably 10 of them, maybe a little bit less. And when we get a deal in, when the mail comes back and we have a signed offer, what we do is actually I'll make a phone call or send an email out to one of our A-list buyers who's bought property just like that in the past. And I'll say, hey, we've got some more. I trust you. So here's the APNs. We haven't purchased them yet. We're not fibbing at all. They're coming in. We're going to move forward on it. But I want to let you know first and see if you want to buy all the properties. I'll put your name on it. We'll go ahead with the acquisition and then do the deeds to buy them from us at the same time. So there's a lot of ways you can slice what you're asking, but you're doing everything exactly right. The marketing process, at least mentally, should start the minute that purchase agreement comes back or the minute they call and say, you know what, I don't want it for $1,000, I'll do it for $15. And if you agree, start to mentally go down that marketing process. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of this. Too many people wait, they buy the property, it gets signed, it gets shoved to the side because you're doing other acquisitions, especially if you're new. You want to get the sales machine all prepped up and primed and ready to go before you start killing it in acquisitions. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of that, or mm-hmm. I have been in the past.
I concur. You know what, Jack? I'm not even going to talk you out of that. No, you're right. Just kidding. It's okay.
So, Jill, no, you nailed it. If you are going to do it the right way, if it's signed, you own it.
Exactly. You know, I gotta say, here's why I think you're guilty of that, Jack, because the rush is really when you buy it. We know how it's going to sell and how it's going to go out and what it's going to be priced at. And that's kind of not as exciting anymore. Yeah, I doubled my money, whatever. I knew it was going to happen because I bought it for this. That's the exciting part. So I think that's what happens sometimes.
I had a former partner like pull me aside one time. This is a lot of years ago and said, you're like, you get high off of acquisitions. Do you know that? Like you get like, it's, you know, you get like you're stoned on heroin. Mm-hmm. And just happy and smiling and all calm. And I'm like, I know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I get like a natural, like Rocky Mountain natural high.
You do?
Off of buying property.
It's a good thing.
Cheap.
Yeah. I remember we were out somewhere one time and you're like, I took a call because I was buying a bunch of property one time and you were somebody else in earshot and you go, listen to this. Watch. You're like all excited. Did they take it? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. This is a great feeling.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Watch Jill. Listen to this call. Yep.
It's making me all flushed. Especially when you do it.
Thank you.
When you do the acquisition, it's like double whammy, you know.
Look at her go.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, what land buyers really want. I bet you and I have a slightly different version of this, Jill. I like when that happens. This is the meat of the show.
I'm curious. Okay. I wrote down my three things that I just came to mind, what I think they want. I think number one, they want an easy transaction. They want it to be simple, not involved, easy to pay, and all that good stuff. Number two, they want a good price, and they might want owner financed. So depending on the buyer, depending what you're doing, you know, they definitely want a good price, obviously. They want to feel real good about it. And maybe they need to make payments short term or long term. And they appreciate that. And then the third thing that I think that land buyers really want, they're excited. They want to use it today. And so I tell them, hey, the minute you sign this purchase agreement and while we're doing the transaction, everything, go camp on it. It's yours. I said, you want to go camping tomorrow? And they're like, oh. And just letting them know that they can go out there and stand on it and feel it and love it. They get excited.
Just like you own a house when you get a mortgage. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
You can't wait to get the keys. You can't wait to get the keys. So that's my way of saying, once we have that signed purchase agreement while I'm waiting for the wire transfer and everything, I'm okay if you want to go out, you know, out there and stuff. Mm-hmm. Go, here are the keys. Take it for a spin. Seriously. And they love that. So what are your things, Jeff?
You'll know those are exactly the same things. Those three were actually on my list. I have a couple more though. One is they don't want any surprises. So you never want a surprise when you buy a car, when you buy anything. You don't want it to be slightly advertised better than what it really is. And you know, as consumers in this country in this day and age, we're a little bit used to being, wasn't like the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that. So Jill and I have take a lot of time to try to write a posting. And include documents in the posting, include like the deed that they're going to receive and everything else, you know, to really not have any surprises and to answer all their questions and sort of make it easy. It falls under what Jill said, number one, just it needs to be easy. And if they go look at the property, it can't be ridiculously different than what, you know, you described. So
heavily treed and then it's desert.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. You want to represent the property basically accurately for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that it has drive up paved road access when it's got two track access. That,
you need four wheel drive and a.
Yeah, and they're out looking at it in a subcompact Ford and it's, you can't, you know, you don't want that.
Exactly.
So I think buyers really just want to be told the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I think buyers do not, and this falls under your affordability thing, they don't want to, if you sell a property for $1,000, they don't want to know that there's this fee on top of it, there's that fee on top of it, there's this fee on delivery fee, and you know, so now it's $1,400 and it's not $1,000.
Right.
I can't stand that personally.
I agree.
We're in an office situation right now that this person loves to tack on little 1% things every single month. And I've chosen not to have this battle, but it just, you know, it's not cool, man.
No.
You know, represent the stuff the way you're going to represent it.
Exactly.
So I think land buyers too are unique. Instead of maybe let's say car buyers, they're all kind of interesting people. They want to get off the grid. Maybe they want to have some fun during the weekend and recreational type fun. You know, maybe they're RVers or maybe they like ATVs. All those types of people are really interesting, I think. You know, they're not sitting around watching TV on the weekend.
Mm-mm.
So I think it's a really interesting group. It's an interesting customer to have.
I found, too, over the years, it's changed. There's a lot of very professional people that are just done with city life. So they're smart. It's not like it's a bunch of cowboys. You know what I mean?
Because the internet, you know, right. Work from anywhere.
Exactly. And they really, they can't own property. They're in, you know, San Francisco, dream it up, whatever it is, some major city.
Or New York.
Yeah, New York. And owning property for them is very difficult. And they make a good living. They make a good living. They still can't afford to buy a stupid piece of property. So for them, they're like, you know what? This is my thing. So it's very interesting. And those are my favorite because they're smart. They do their homework. And by the time they get to you and say, hi, I'm calling to complete the transaction, you know, if they even have to call, they might, if you're doing it right, you have a button on your website. They can just check out and pay because they will.
Uh-huh.
So it's a really smart, intelligent group. And they especially want it easy. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to fill out a bunch of paperwork. They don't want to have to do this stuff. They just want to hand you the money, have the deed, and go enjoy their property.
For a lot of, Jill's exactly right. For a lot of these newer customers that we have in the last few years, they're on a debt-free kick.
Yeah.
And so this is a step for that process for them. They own a piece of property now. Maybe they're going to throw an RV on it. Maybe they're going to throw a modular home on it or a tiny house or whatever. You know, they're all a different version of the same thing. But they're on their way to being debt-free and living off the grid.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's an adventure. It's not like buying a pair of shoes or a car or something like that. It's like a lifestyle change.
They're
excited.
It is.
So you want to make sure you don't let them down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate acquisitions. Yeah, I love the basic land customer. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you, we didn't talk about it, but there's some crazies in there.
Oh, right? Gosh, yes.
You know, but and you can tell right off the bat if who's crazy and who's not.
I know. How do you tell? I know how I tell.
I can tell immediately if they're just thinking out loud.
Ah.
If they call and say, look, I really do want that property. I got to move some money around. I got to pull some money out of an IRA and put it over here. If you can just hold it for 3 days, that's the kind of customer I love.
I know. Yeah, I tell the ones that are not serious.
And you're better at this than me. Go ahead.
They have 18 phone calls.
Yeah.
And they want to know, well, let me ask you this. Is it good for planting flower? I'm serious. I'm not kidding. They come up with some of these crazy questions. Can you just find me anything in this price range, anywhere in this state that has a view?
So they think that you're a real estate agent.
I'm like, yeah, you know, no, that's not,
not a real estate agent. We have to say that on the phone constantly. I hear people in the office saying it all the time on the phone. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not licensed real estate agents. We're the owners of this property. Oh, I can hear him on the other end of the phone.
It's a great thing.
Oh, now I get it. Oh.
Yeah. They love that.
Yeah.
And then, when I tell them that, like, I can make the decision. Let's do it right now. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I don't have to go back and talk to anybody.
Right.
Well, let's figure this out. If you really want it, we can figure this out.
You know, that's what sellers want, too. They just want to connect with somebody who's not hawking some stuff.
Right.
They're not a schlocky salesperson. That kind of thing.
Exactly. You know what? What land buyers really want, what's along those lines we didn't talk about, is they want to know that they're buying from a reputable person, individual, company, whatever it is. And that is, like you just said, transparency. And you need to, and completed sales on a website is a huge way to show that.
I was just going to say that. You know, we have historically kept our most recent completed sales on our website. Or wherever else it's posted, a lot of the sites that know this business, they'll allow you to say sold.
Right.
And you know, I am now in the process of putting back, like, from our database, 10,000 plus completed sales to really add a ton of credibility to that. Exactly right. What you just said. And I thought about doing that because people were watching our members take their sold properties off of their own website. And I think that's a huge mistake. The first thing they do is if a customer goes on a site and says, oh, half of it's sold, oh, maybe it's a call to action.
Exactly.
Maybe I should make a decision on this.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
Yeah. You know, you're right. They want to feel like they don't want a fly-by-night scenario.
Right. You have a transaction history. Yeah, you're not going anywhere. This is your business.
Right. information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.